1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
When a deer is hit here in Wisconsin, it's pretty straightforward. We either leave it there, you know, because we have plenty of them.
Coyotes.
Yeah. We have plenty of them littering our highways and county trunks.
They used to come by with the orange spray paint and put an X on them, but I don't think they do that anymore. They haven't done that in years.
I think we stopped that about a decade ago. Why?
I don't know. Was it a waste of time? Did you go out and spray paint an X on that dead deer? Yeah. Well, okay then.
Did you do the paperwork?
Yeah. Well, yep. What happens to the deer after it gets an X sprayed on it? Does it go away faster? Does it just mean
maybe it's just easier counted? Maybe it's just easier for the coyotes to see it with the big orange X on it. I don't know.
But
before that, we used to gather them up. We would pick up the dead deer that were laying there. Now they just, until something eats it or drags it off, or, you know, I've seen them by people's houses and they stink. Like if you have a dead deer in your ditch, that's my responsibility.
In your ditch?
Let's say it's half in the ditch and half on the shoulder. Boy,
you're getting into NFL review questions here.
Do I call the county? What do I do? Do I call my congressman, my alderman?
If there's a dead deer in my yard.
I'm not saying up in your yard.
Well, even if it was, I would call the city. I'd call my local city hall.
Hey, I got a dead deer in my yard. Good for
you. Well, that sounds like a you problem.
That's what I'm thinking. Well, what do you mean in your yard? Well, it's laying in my yard. It's dead.
I got a dead raccoon in my pool.
It's a little smaller. That's a little easier to handle. We all know what you did with that.
Yep.
It went out by the asphalt company.
I had to drive around for a while to find a...
On a dead-end road, right?
Well, low traffic
area. Okay. And you just see a...
Flung it into a field.
See a Mr. Raccoon.
Yeah.
Bet it was heavy, too. A wet dead raccoon, I bet, is at least 40 pounds.
By the time I flung it into the field, it was a little, more dried out.
Okay. All right. Deer are...
I didn't want to just put it in the garbage because that would be rank.
Yeah. Well, unless the garbage is coming that day, like within an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I would think a deer would be a little more trouble to get into the vehicle.
Certainly. Yeah. In the vehicle, out of the vehicle, just every kind of movement.
You drove a dead deer around and shoved it out of your truck.
That's the good place to... Right.
Well, I had to do something with it. I know. I agree. But who do I call? Do I call a rendering company to come and get it? Well, now I got to pay for it. They're going to want some cash to come and drag this dead deer out of my yard.
I don't know. How common is this problem?
In Wisconsin? More common than in Hawaii, I think. And I think I think in Wisconsin it's a problem anybody could have, don't you think?
Yes. Anyone in Wisconsin could have.
We've had deer in the river downtown.
Yeah.
We've seen them.
And we've seen them get collected up and then what? What happens then? You just take them and release them somewhere?
They're dead. Where do you release a dead deer? Go ahead, little deer.
But we've had live deer.
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you the last time I saw a live deer being trucked anywhere.
How would you even know? Maybe it's in an enclosed.
Right. How would I know? Like I know a deer carrier.
Go buy one every 10 minutes.
Yeah. Who am I trying to fool here? But I think I'd like, remember when we used to get phone books, and we still do get phone books, right? I think I just throw them away. I think I got one just a couple of months ago and I just threw it in the garbage because I thought, well, I don't need this. But the phone book on the inside cover used to have like important numbers, city hall, police, fire department, all those things on the inside cover. Remember when you were a kid?
Sure.
Did it have that number for animal control or something like that in there? But it's not really animal control if they're dead in my ditch. But, man, I...
You just put it in the garbage. Head and legs sticking out. What the hell's that? I don't know. Dump. Just dump it in. Put it in the recycle bin.
Can the garbage man refuse to take that if that's in there? Like, what's in there?
I suppose so.
Garbage.
I mean, you don't have to collect everything.
It's garbage. Just take it.
It's in the garbage can. It's the law. You have to take it, really.
Right. There's no garbage law. I just wonder, you know, where's that responsibly start and end?
No. I would say in your average lifetime,
are you going to get rid
of a dead animal at some point.
Are you going to lump us in with average lifetimes here?
Just going to say the average human being has to get rid of a dead animal at one point or another in its, you know, existence. Don't you think? Whether it's a parrot or a...
Oh, if we're going to go that small, I had to do it when I was in my single digits. I had to go bury Pete.
What I say.
Our beloved family parrot when Charlie murdered him.
That's why.
In the cage.
That's why you should have small pets when you're younger to get used to the idea of getting rid of bigger animals as you get older.
Took them out at our house in Racine on Grange Avenue and dug a little parakeet.
But you don't want to have to do that for a deer.
No.
Go bury that deer.
But I'll bet you there was a time in this country when 7 and 8 year olds did have to go bury.
When I was ordered to go shoot a varmint in our doghouse, I don't remember what I did with it. I think I might have just thrown it in the swamp.
Maybe you blacked out.
You don't think so. It wasn't traumatic. Just throw it in the weeds.
And we do have deer season starting next week. Just a little over a week. As our hunters will head north to bag their prize catch. Now, those won't be a problem. They won't have to call and say, what do I do with this dead deer?
No, because that's the whole object of the whole thing.
Right. Totally different way of capturing her.
There's a deer hunt in the Crown.
In the new?
Episodes are all available now.
Yeah, as of yesterday.
The new ones. Yeah, there's some deer hunting there.
Joel's on line one. He doesn't really have an answer for
Clayfish?
What to do with deer.
He's the best we have for this topic. Welcome back to the program, everybody. America's favorite hunting and cooking expert, Joel Clayfish. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Now, Joel, you're the perfect guy to call this because you have been a public servant, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's fact. 14 years.
What was your highest level you rose to?
Well, I was on the finance committee, and then I was caucus vice chairman, and I chaired the natural resources and criminal justice committees.
That's
all right.
That's pretty good. Okay. So, and
I'm married to my wife. That's the highest level I rose to.
True. That's a good point. And you're also a sportsman. You enjoy hunting. So,
Erica caught me in the goose field this morning when I answered. There were some guys blowing goose calls in the background.
You're hunting right now.
Yes, sir.
Well,
you need a treatment or something. I'd say you need a hobby, but you have one, hunting. Okay, let's say I wake up one morning and there is a dead deer in my ditch. And I know this deer is going to start stinking, right, Joel? I mean, they do pretty quickly, depending on the time of the year.
Yes, if it's anywhere above 32 degrees, it's not going to be pleasant after a few days.
Right, so I want to get this thing out of there as quickly as possible. Do I contact my local, my alderman, my assemblyman?
Who do you call?
Yeah, who do I get a hold of?
Well, actually, I'm glad you asked that. One of the very first bills I ever passed in a bipartisan legislation was for landfills to accept deer carcasses.
Brian got it. Put it in the garbage.
Not accept deer carcasses because of the potential for CWD.
Yeah.
Well, the lining they put in to the landfills now is capable of stopping everything, including CWD. I mean, if a CWD deer dies in the woods, the CWD goes into the ground.
All right. So a deer falls dead in my yard.
Yeah.
and I just take it out to the green garbage dumpster with the wheels on it and shove it in there. And the garbage guys come by and just dump it into the big truck.
Well, now you can, thanks to Joel.
Well, you can.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, great. Now everybody's going to have their garbage cans outside with deer carcasses.
I would just, love to see one stuff.
A couple of legs here and there. I'm going to watch them this week now to see if people go, hey, you know, you can stuff that in the garbage.
Hey, get that deer out of the basement and shove it in the garbage.
Right. Well, the DNR actually has a lot. I mean, you can call the DNR helpline, and they will direct you to a place you can take the deer and drop it off.
No, I don't. No. I want them to come and get it. I don't want to have to put it in the back of my Chevy. You know, stuff it in the back seat.
Tie it on the roof.
Ugh, it stinks, and it's got.
Well, you could tie it on the roof and, you know, visit a couple local bars and celebrate your harvest.
Sure. That's
true. People used to do.
This is Wisconsin. Real quickly, deer hunting season starts this a week from Wednesday, correct? Week from Thursday?
It starts Saturday.
Saturday, I'm sorry. Okay,
the gun deer season starts Saturday.
What are we looking for as far as numbers? Up, down?
I think the numbers are going to go through the roof. The sportsman's activity with the whole social distancing alleged aspect of it, people have been out in the woods, out in the fields more than ever before. A friend of mine owns Sherper's outdoor store. They can't keep anything on the shelves. People are doing outdoor activities like never before. You're going to see more license sales. You're going to see more people in the tree stands. It's going to be absolutely crazy. I wouldn't be surprised if it's up over 30-40%.
Wow. So what does that mean to the hunters? Get up there early? Or you guys have all got your hunting area staked out already. It's not like you're going up there going, how about here?
I think that hunting is so great in southeast Wisconsin for deer. We get some of the biggest deer in the state right in the Waukesha, Ozaukee, Washington, Jefferson County areas. I think a lot of people are going to be just staking out their areas close to home, but I think the public hunting land areas, you better be out there two and a half hours before the sun rises or you're never going to find a spot to sit. I think there's going to be blaze orange everywhere.
All right. Very good.
Hey, so Saturday at sunrise. Kaboom.
Yep, Saturday at sunrise.
Okay. And you're thinking big numbers this year.
I think there'll be huge numbers, and there's just been a ton of huge deer shot. The rut's going on right now. A lot of folks are out there with their bows and crossbows, and, man, I've seen some giants.
Hey, if you want to come over and sit on my deck, you are more than welcome to. I had a gigantic elk in my backyard a couple weeks ago.
An elk?
You actually had an elk in your backyard?
You haven't heard about the elk in Washington County?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
That thing was in my backyard. It was standing in my fire pit a few weeks ago.
Wow.
3 weeks ago?
That's unbelievable.
Like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Holy cow. I don't know if you could convince the DNR warden when he showed up that you thought it was a giant deer.
It was dark.
So I can't.
I was sleepy.
So I need an elk license to take this thing.
Well, yes, you would.
What if I say it was attacking me?
Well, if you do have proof of that, I'm sure you could defend yourself.
I just happened to have a 30-06 with me when it decided to attack. So, so you're more than welcome to come and sit outside and wait for it.
You have seen any sign of it again?
Well, I do appreciate that offer, but be careful what you offer, because I have been known to show up to hunt when people offer.
I haven't checked the trail cam pictures in the last week, but I'll get to it today and let you know if it's hanging around.
Yeah, that's
all right.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty stunning is what it is.
Yeah.
There's an elk. That's an elk in the yard. Yeah, not a deer.
They're unbelievable animals.
Yeah, they're big. They look mean. A lot meaner than a deer, I'll tell you that.
And you're out on a goose hunt this morning?
Yeah, we're out. We got set up. We've got spinners running, and we're on the south side of the town of Oconomowoc. Spinners running for early duck, and then we got a goose spread out, too. The ducks are starting to fly. The migration has moved down here, and as soon as some more of the lakes and ponds freeze up, they'll tighten up to the areas that are open, and lake country is fantastic for waterfowl hunting this time of year.
So. All right, Joel, we got to run, but thanks for the heads up on that, all right?
So always great to talk to you guys.
Take your deer. You can put them in recycler or garbage.
Garbage. You're not going to recycle it.
All right, Joel. Thanks for the time. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Joel.
Have a great day, guys.